eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
That's my boy.
To see Six. You high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
Just give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have so much to thank Him for. Amen. So much to be rejoicing about. We appreciate for Him watching over Brother Dale and just making that surgery, and things came out better than what it was thought originally. So that's God. Amen. Prayer changes things, saints. I believe that. Amen. I wasn't here in the sanctuary Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon when they came up here to prayer. I was still downstairs, and then when I came up, everybody was here gathered. But from my understanding, it was Zach that suggested to pray for Brother Dale. I'm telling you. And it came out better. Brother Dale came out better than what the doctors originally thought. So we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Thank God that God put that on Zach's heart. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, I hope that everyone is happy to be in the house of God.
Amen.
And we're just going to go ahead and go to the Word, go to the Lord. Well, let's just pray first, and then we'll read the Word. So let's just bow our heads. Our gracious Lord Jesus, we thank You, Father God, once more for the opportunity to open back the pages of Your Word, Father. And we just pray now, Lord, that You would just have Your will, Father God, and Your way in this service, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord God Almighty. Lord, these thoughts, Father God, and these things, Father God, that from Your Word, Lord, we ask, Father, that You just reveal it unto us, Lord. So, Father, that we'd be more like You, O God. Forgive us for our sins, Lord, this afternoon, and whatever thing that we may have done, said, or even thought, Lord, that was contrary to Your Word. Forgive us, Father, and that may hinder the service. We ask that You'd cleanse us right now. We pray now that You just continue to strengthen Brother Dale, and even be with Sister Peggy, Lord, Father God, as she's there trying and helping him, Lord. Just bless her, Lord. Strengthen her as well. We just commit ourselves now into Your hands. And we ask You these things now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. If the brothers could just bring up the scriptures. Amen. So, we're going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 9 through 17. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Wonderful things. We have the things that God says about us, and that Peter talks about here. But watch what these people have to do. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Have in your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now watch this. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. You don't have to agree with it, but for the Lord's sake, submit unto it. Whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Amen. Verse 17, honor all men. Not some men. Not the ones that you like. Not the ones that do you good. Not the ones that shake your hand. It says honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Right? Fear God. And honor the king.
That's right. Amen.
And all these things that Peter is talking about here in verse 17, it has to do with respect and submission.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So that's what I want to talk about this evening, about the power of respect and submission.
Amen.
So you may have your seats this evening. Praise God. So the brothers could bring up a little slide, the little slides. You know, saints, lately, about 2 weeks ago, when Brother Bob was preaching, as a matter of fact, I was back in the back, and there was something, I don't know, it was something that he said, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was, and something just came to my mind, and it took me back to that message that Brother Branham preached called Respects. And if you haven't listened to it, it's 1961, it's called Respects. And a really good message where he talks about how respecting and disrespecting took place in the scriptures and the consequences of it, or the blessings thereof.
Amen.
And so in the last several weeks, just the Lord has been dealing with me on this line. And really, saints, if you take a look at it, because in the day that we live in, all we see is disrespect everywhere. There's no respect for authority. I mean, you see the disrespect. If you just go right here and just drive down here, down 985, you'll just see the disrespect. I mean, people are just disrespectful everywhere. And it's just become a common thing in people's lives. And so it becomes also, it's so common in people's lives that it also comes in and infiltrates inside the church. And we come and we disrespect one another, not desiring to, but we do it and we don't even know that we're doing it. And the whole scripture from Genesis to Revelation talks about, we'll bring it up here in just a moment, but it is one of the center themes of the Bible. As a matter of fact, redemption, because we know that redemption is the whole core of the word.
Amen.
Redemption couldn't even have happened if there was no respect or submission involved.
Amen.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So respect is a very important thing. If the world out there does it, and they're not even believers without the Holy Spirit,
right.
people do it.
Yep.
How much more the believer who's supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Who has the author of respect and submission in us,
right.
How much more shouldn't we do it?
Right.
And so we engage in all kinds of disrespect, even amongst us.
Right.
We engage in all kinds of disrespect, and we do not even realize it.
Man.
And really, if you think about it, if we're created in the image of God, and if we're sons and daughters of God, and if that life of God is in you and I, and I got a quote for this, Brother Branham said that if you disrespect one another, you're disrespecting God. That's a direct quote from God, from Brother Branham. So let's just look at this here, and I hope that you learn something, and not just learn it, but it would help you to apply it into your daily life. And I would ask you all to just be respectful this evening and listen. Please, if you're falling asleep, shake it off. And because that's just respect for me.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's just respect for me, and it's respect for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because I believe that God has something for each and every one of us. I know that some, you know, we need to hear these things from time to time. Paul covered them. Brother Branham covered it. So I believe that we need to cover it. So, so let's just look at this here and the power of respect and submission. Go to the next one. So let's just look at a couple of quotes here, and not just quotes from Brother Branham, but Brother Branham said the only way that you can respect God is to respect one another.
Amen.
The only way.
Right.
Now Confucius said, without feelings of respect, what is there to distinguish man from beasts?
Right.
Without you having that sense of respect, because even, and I kind of thought about that, but even animals respect one another.
Sure.
I heard one time, I was listening to something recently, and there was somebody speaking about the eagles in Montana, and how when they go and fish for salmon and stuff like that, they actually wait till the salmon actually spawns before they actually go and get the salmon to eat.
Right.
There's a respect there.
Right.
Even from the animal kingdom.
Amen.
Yet when we go by each other, we don't even say anything to each other.
Right.
Somebody's sick, somebody needs some help, somebody needs, and we just, I gotta go to the car, I gotta do this, that, and the other. Oh, got a little quiet. But that's true.
Right.
We need to respect one another.
Amen.
I speak to everyone in the same way, whether he is in the whether he is the garbage man or the president of the university. Albert Einstein said this. One of the smartest men in the world. Respect is one of the greatest expressions of love. Miguel Angel Ruiz. Submission is not, and this is one about submission. Submission is not about authority, and it's not obedience. It is all about relationships of love and respect. So that is some notable quotes. And if we can go to the next slide. Now the theme of respect and submission is throughout the entire Bible, as I just mentioned. And the core of the word is redemption, but there cannot be any redemption unless there is respect and submission involved.
That's right. Right.
And I have Jesus Christ here because that's the ultimate.
That's right.
Of that shown respect and yet submissive. He didn't want to die. That's like any other man. He even tried to see if he could get out of it as a man. He prayed to God and he said, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but let it be not my will, but thy will be done. And he submitted to the will of God. That was a hard thing to go through. I don't think any man, none of you have ever gone through anything like he did. That was the hardest thing that you could ever, to think that you're going to die for all humanity, for the sins of all humanity.
Yep.
And yet, you were sinless, you were spotless, and you were being punished for something that you didn't even do.
Yep.
Accused of things that you didn't even do. And yet he was taking all that for you and I.
Amen.
Because he was thinking about some of us.
That's right. Amen.
He died for the whole world, but he knew who he was dying for sure.
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death,
amen,
even the death of the cross. Amen. Next slide. Since Jesus Christ is the Word, and how many, can you all see this in the back? I don't know if I need to turn off lights here, but. Okay, if you can't see it, just let me know. And if you want a copy of this, I'll be more than glad to give you a copy. Since Jesus Christ is the Word, he was the ultimate example of respect and submission, even when he was incredibly disrespected. 1 Peter 2:23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. You know, to the man, to regular common man, we think, you know, when we think in the lines of the Old Testament, tooth for a tooth, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
And we like that. Us and our natural mind, oh yeah, I like it. They do it to me, I'm going to do it to them.
Yep.
But that's not what Jesus Christ did. Remember, he's the ultimate of submission and respect.
Amen.
Amen. Next slide. Appreciate the brothers in the back. So what is respect? Respect is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Amen.
Due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others.
Amen.
In other words, if you see something a different way or if you grew up in a different way, just because you grew up that way doesn't mean that the other person that grew up on the side of the world doesn't mean that they're wrong.
That's right.
You see? Just because you grew up here in the South doesn't mean that the one that grew up out West is wrong.
Right.
Doesn't mean that the one that grew up in Mexico or the one that grew up in Colombia, because your tradition, that's your tradition.
Yeah.
And I must respect that tradition just as much as you need to respect mine.
Amen.
Do you see?
Right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Respect also means to acknowledge someone, their labors, or even their presence.
Right.
I'm shocked that so many times that you're in a room with somebody and they don't even acknowledge that you're there. And most importantly, if it's an elder, the Bible actually talks about elders. If you disrespect elders, they would stone people who would disrespect elders. Elders need to be respected in a higher way.
Amen.
Amen.
They may not, you know, you may not agree with them and you may not be friends with them, but there's a certain reverence that goes towards them when you're around them.
Amen.
I'm talking to everybody.
Amen.
There's a certain reverence. I grew up learning, it was just a common sense thing that when you come around an elder or somebody older than you, oh, God bless you.
Amen.
Or hello, shake their hand.
Amen.
But I'm shocked that so many, you go around some people nowadays and they just don't even go their merry way. All right, I understand. You don't want to shake my hand. You don't want that. That's fine. But when an elder gets around you, that's a different story. They deserve respect. They deserve honor.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
What is respect then? The feeling or act by which you show someone how valuable they are to you. So when you don't respect somebody, when I go around Brother Zach and I don't, you know, and I'm clearly in front of him and I don't shake his hand, what I'm conveying to him is that your feelings don't matter to me. You are of no value to me. I don't care if you're right there. This is exactly what you're portraying without saying it. Without saying it. And that's a disrespect to God. Because he was created in the image of God. He was created in the image of God. She was created in the image of God. He's created in the image of God. Every one of us in here, including the unsaved person, was created in the image of God. And they deserve just as much respect as he does. But the Bible says, and we'll read it here in just a little bit, that more the ones in the household of faith. Because why? They're brethren. They have the same spirit that you and that you should have. Amen. To see honor, see potential, to show honor. Praise God. You know, we grow up and we hear, you must respect your elders. You must, but it just becomes a mantra. The golden rule and all these things. But when you actually start looking at these things in the Bible, and then you actually look at how the Jews see these things, it impressed me. The things that I have found out in the last several days.
Amen.
And it's challenged me. And I hope it challenges you
Amen.
Tonight.
Yes,
I want to be more respectful.
Yes, sir,
because many times I've
Amen.
Failed in this area. I've failed because Brother Wade has been preaching about revival. Amen. That's an element of revival.
Amen.
If you're not respecting one another, don't expect a revival. If you may read the word, you may study, you may pray, but if you come to the house of God disrespecting one another,
right.
joking around one another, making light of each other and right. things like that, you are not, don't expect a revival.
That's right. Right.
But I believe God wants to give us a revival.
Amen.
I believe God is working in
Amen.
Each and every one of us, amen, and we get that individual revival, amen, and And if it expresses itself on the outside out here and somebody gets up, shouts, dance, speaks in tongues, praise the Lord for that too.
Amen.
Amen. I know that's not the revival, but hey, you know, we need that sometimes. Praise God. All right, next one. And now what is submission? Submission is the action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person or entity. Amen. And to obey as well. Because this can be nice, but that it can also be not nice. So Luke 1:38 says, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
She didn't understand what the angel had said. She was trying to reason it out, because why? It had never happened before. That's why she was struck dumb when she asked the angel, you know, how can this happen? Yeah. Yet, John the Baptist's dad was, because that had already happened before in Sarah and Abraham.
Right.
And he was questioning it. But here, Mary, this had never happened before, but she just said, be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. So that's what submission is. Just submitting yourself. Amen. Giving yourself, yielding yourself and obeying. Amen. Next one. How many are still with me?
Amen.
Respect and submission is directly linked to life. Watch. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So they are in his image. All right? Every man that was created, every man on the face of the earth is created in God's image.
Amen.
Therefore, every man needs to be respected.
Right.
Some have levels of respect, amen, that you give. But every man deserves a respect.
Right.
Again, you may not agree with them. I don't agree with everything that Mr. Trump does or anything like that, but I respect him as a person, and I respect him for the position that he holds. Right? You know, at one point in time, I didn't understand that. Because when I was looking at, I got caught up back in the early 2000s, you know, after 9/11 took place and all that with, you know, the government things and conspiracy things and stuff like that. And I started becoming very rebellious towards the government, towards things in life in general. And I had to come to myself and shake myself and say, Lord, this is not your Holy Spirit. As much as true that some of that stuff could be, but it's not leading me to you. And I had to shake it off. I had to completely shake it off, because it was causing me to disrespect the government authorities and stuff like that. And a lady, a sister, I was preaching at Brother Benny Perry's church one time in South Carolina, and she came to after the service, and she was talking about how the local government was so corrupt, and how something about the water system and all that stuff. And I said, sister, listen. I've been through, and I know exactly what you're thinking and what you're experiencing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I've been there, done that. As a matter of fact, Satan is trying to bring you through a rabbit hole right now.
Right.
All right? And if you're not careful, you're going to end up like those people out there protesting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely anti-God.
Right.
It's absolutely anti-Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For I don't see a true born-again Christian out there protesting and stuff like that. Let God deal with this thing. You have to think about that whatever's happening on earth is because God is allowing it, and only to fulfill his word and to prepare his bride. You see? So just whether he uses the government or a jihadist from the Saudi Arabia, it doesn't matter to me. But God's fulfilling his word.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. How did I get to that? From the image of man to jihadist in Saudi Arabia. Now, in the Torah, the Jews firmly believe that life should be respected, no matter if it's human life, animal life, or plant life. And watch this. This is because all life comes from God, and life is a gift to all living beings. To them, if you go and to a lot of people, if you go and tear a leaf from a tree, that's a disrespect to that leaf, disrespect to that tree, because that was life. You see? And for us, it's not nothing.
No.
But to some people, that's life. All life comes from God. So there's a level of respect there. Doesn't mean I won't do it, but I'm just saying, you know. That's what they believe. Genesis 9:6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Now I want you to look at this. God did not say that whoso sheddeth man's blood, I will shed that man's blood. No, he didn't say that. He was saying the consequence of that. If you shed man's blood, your blood is going to be shed as well. For in the image of God made he man. Alright, so there's a respect that must go, amen, and we'll look at Cain and Abel here in just a moment. Cain was complete disrespect to his brother. Of course he did what he did. Next. Alright, now 1 Peter, we just now got done reading. So here, I'm not gonna talk about this too much, but Peter refers to us being a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, and the people of God. And we jump and shout and scream whenever we hear those verses. We love them. Oh, yeah, praise God. Because we are. That is us. That is us. But then watch what Peter continues to say. Yet with these wonderful statuses comes the responsibility to demonstrate respect and submission. You can be all of this. But if you don't respect and submit, what is all that to you? You can know all mysteries and not have love. What does all that can do for you? You see? 1 Peter 2:13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Now, obviously, saints, there is things that, you know, the abortion. You know, we don't agree with that. I don't. I think that that's taking a life. You know, and there's ordinances. I mean, I can go into, there's a difference between laws, ordinances, and the different, there's another one there as well. Legislation, I think, or something. But Peter here is talking about ordinances being, maybe local ordinances, because ordinances being, locally. You see, that's what, laws that we follow locally here in the city of Lula, those are ordinances.
That's right. Yeah.
But they must obey, they must go by the higher law of the land.
Right.
They can't overrule the higher law of the land, you
That's
see?
Right. Yeah.
So every law is submitted to every other law, to the supreme law, which is the Constitution,
Amen.
You see?
Right.
Praise God. Next one. And Peter continues saying, verse 15, for so is the will of God that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish man. In other words, you may not agree as I'm driving down the road, amen, that it says I need to go 70 miles an hour, that's 70 miles per hour, that's the speed limit. I don't agree with that. Sometimes I feel like I can easily go 80 or 85. Right? And some of you are laughing because you know it's the truth. But you know what? As much as safe as it is for me to do it, the law states that I cannot go past 70. Right? Therefore, if I have a brother with me or somebody else from another country that's riding with me and I'm going 85 on a 70 mile per hour zone, he or she knows that, I've become a stumbling block to them.
Right.
Technically, you have. You're disobeying this scripture. Right? So, obeying every ordinance is for the sake of the Lord. Right? That with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish man. Well, look at that. They believe that and the other, but I can't put my finger on them, man. They really do what they say. They obey the law. They respect one another, but I don't agree with what they believe, but I respect them anyways, you see? That's what Peter's talking about. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. See? We were chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people, the people of God, but we are the servants of God.
Amen.
Right? Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Amen. Next slide. All right, now, in looking at that word honor, the word honor is in the Greek there in that previous verse that we just read there is the word timao, which means properly assigned value. As it reflects the personal esteem, value, preciousness attached to by the beholder. Now, we saw the same word being used when Jesus said in Matthew 15:4, for God commanded saying, honor thy father and mother.
Amen.
It's the exact same word. Go back to the previous slide, brother. Honor all men. Next slide. Honor thy father and mother.
Amen.
It's the exact same word.
Amen.
It's properly assigning value.
That's right.
See? So when you, as I'm talking to our young people, I'm talking to children.
Amen.
When you dishonor your mom and dad, that God, for first and foremost, God created, God put here on this earth, so they're created in the image of God. Next, they were placed there to watch over you.
Amen.
As you are growing up, right?
Amen.
We discussed this a little bit on Saturday during the youth study that we had. But the other thing is that they have a value. They have to have a value in your eyes, whether they are wrong or not,
Amen.
Whether you disagree with them or not. They have a certain value. And then once you dishonor them, you're taking that value. In other words, in your eyes, that value is not there for them. And it can be any sort of dishonor. Any sort of dishonor. Talking back to them, talking about them, tricking them, lying to them, disobeying them. That is all forms of dishonor. To your parents. And I could just, the list could go on more.
Amen.
Being sneaky, hiding things from them. Again, I told you, young people, I said that if God loves you, every sneaky thing that you do, God will find out. God will make sure that it's revealed.
Amen. Absolutely. Believe that, brother.
And I'll be the first one to say amen to that.
Yeah.
As I was growing up. Why? Because God loved me.
Amen.
And I was not going to get away with anything that would dishonor my parents. And I made sure that they didn't get away. But you know what? Thank God that I grew up in a home. Amen. Where my mom and dad, you know, I may have done things and I may have done wrong. But I had some praying parents. And I would not be in the place where I am at if it wasn't for their prayers. Amen. Obviously, God through them. Amen. Amen. I think a lot of us can say the same thing.
Amen.
I believe Zach says the same thing as well. Next slide. You have to remember, your parents are always praying for you.
Amen.
And if they're not, shame unto them.
Amen.
But I believe that they are.
Yeah.
I believe that your parents are praying for each and every one of you. Most importantly, for your soul.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Amen.
So everything that we do or say exhibits respect or disrespect. I just want to go through just a few examples and just kind of say quick about it. Look, respect was shown the Shunammite woman towards Elijah. Elijah came to her and said, hey, give me to eat. And she only had just a little bit of oil and a little bit of meal. To make a long story short, she gave all that up because of the position and the respect and the honor for that prophet.
Amen.
And you know what that caused? It caused for her to never have that meal barrel to go empty and for that oil, that cruse of oil to never go empty.
Amen.
And not only that, I believe it was the same woman that caused a resurrection for her son who had died.
Amen.
The prophet Elijah at the time respected her because she respected him. He had the word of the Lord. And so, now here's a disrespect example in the Bible.
Yep.
Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses' wife.
Yep.
He married a woman that was of another country. But God was the one who put them together. God was the one who caused that marriage to take place.
Right.
And so to Moses, now watch this, to Moses, it didn't seem like he cared. I mean, there doesn't seem like in the Bible that he cared that Miriam and Aaron were criticizing his wife for what she was. But it mattered a lot to God because it was a total disrespect to Moses.
Right.
and his position, his office as a prophet. Because when you were talking about him, his wife, you were talking about him. You see? That's how God saw it. Respect, another example of respect is the Syrophoenician woman and the crumbs. That story is the woman had a daughter that was vexed with the devil. She had a demon. She came to her asking for Jesus to come and heal her. He said, no, I'm not supposed to throw the bread to the dogs. Sounded like a disrespect. But he knew what he was talking about. Because that was the only way to get her from saying yes, but at least the dogs eat from the master, from the crumbs of the master table. If he would not have said that, she would not have said that wonderful phrase that we all love. And to cause her to receive the healing for her daughter. Amen. And of course, disrespect, Cain kills his brother Abel. Abel was just serving God and was doing exactly what God revealed to him to offer a sacrifice, a bloody sacrifice on the altar. But because of jealousy and because of disrespect towards his brother, we know Cain killed Abel. So it was a disrespect. And God took it as a disrespect because even his blood, Abel's blood, was crying from the ground. And even in that disrespectful act, God still tried to give Cain a chance. And he still disrespected God. He was completely ousted. Amen. That's what I'm saying, saints, and we'll look at this in a moment. The more you keep disrespecting, the more you keep indulging in disrespect and thinking that you're right and that you're disrespecting everywhere you go, you will not get ahead in life.
Amen.
Right. I promise you that.
That's right, brother.
Because it's all over the Word.
I believe it.
And the Word is our absolute.
Yes,
you will not get ahead in life.
Right.
Matthew 7:12 says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that man should do to you. This is Jesus' own words.
Yeah.
That ye should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Yep.
You want somebody to treat you nice? You come home from work, husbands, and you want your wife to treat you kind, to treat you nicely? Well, how were you treating her the night before? See? Now I say husbands first because I'm a husband. All right? How are you treating your wife for you to come home and expect for her to have a cooked meal and to just come home and give you a hug and just rub your hair and just, oh honey, I'm so glad that you're, you know. When you are disrespecting her all weekend long. Don't expect that. All things whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do ye even so to them. That's logical.
That's right.
Like Brother Dale says, that's sensible. Amen. Next slide. We must fear the Lord, respect others, and love the brotherhood. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now this fear, amen, is not, I'm afraid of God because he's going to strike me with a lightning bolt. No, it's a respect and a reverence towards God and towards his word and towards his people.
Amen.
Because remember what Brother Brown said? When you disrespect his people, you disrespect God. That's not a fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want wisdom in your life? Start fearing God. Start respecting his word. Start respecting his people. Start respecting his ways if you want to get ahead in life. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. 1 Peter 2:17, I keep putting this because honor all men. And love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the King. Ephesians 5:20-21 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I can't submit to her. She just gets on my nerves every time I'm around her. Submit. Submit. Be humble amongst one another. Be meek amongst each other. Remember, if for no other reason, it's because she was created in the image of God. Right? Respect, honor all men. Next slide. What kind of power comes with respect? Let's just look at these things here for just a moment. Respect is a gift to another, and it is not earned. Sometimes people say they got to earn my respect. No, they don't. You show respect either way. I don't care if Brother Wade is completely disrespecting me, but I still show him a respect. Because not respecting what he's doing to me, but I'm respecting him as a human being. There's a sense of respect there. But also as a brother in Christ, there's got to be a respect there as well. You see? Doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. There's got to be a level of respect. I may not agree with them. And you don't have to agree with them, but you must show that level of respect for who they are. Respect is an investment. It will get you good interest, terrible interest, or no interest. If you show respect, amen, there will be something come out of that. I have never seen anybody that's shown respect that nothing good has come out of it. In my whole life, in my life myself, growing up, going through college and getting married and all these things, every moment that I've shown respect, it always comes back to me. And I believe that you can say the same thing. But what doesn't come back to you is when you show disrespect. As a matter of fact, that actually hurts you. It actually hurts you more. Respect is a seed that ultimately creates a good harvest. And that's kind of like respect is an investment. Respect is a weapon. It's an easy weapon that you and I can easily use to get what we need out of life. Right? It can get you a job. It can get you a position. It can get you favor from the people and furtherance in the word. Amen. When I first started coming here to the church, I did not understand everything that was being preached. And I had been coming here since 2003 and I was serving the Lord, but every time I'd come here, I'd sit back there in the back, kind of like where my wife's sitting, and I'd just fall asleep just like some of you do. And I'm not saying that I don't fight it. I still fight it. But I'd be back there. I'm talking about completely dozing. Dude, I just didn't understand what Brother Dale was saying. Just didn't understand it. When we started coming here in 2014, and I said, and this was my sincere prayer. I said, Lord, help me to understand your word. Not for my sake, but for the sake of my family. That I may be a better father, that I may be a better husband, and that might I understand your ways. And God granted that for me. Amen.
Amen.
Why? God saw the level of respect that was in my heart. God knows each and every one of your hearts. Amen. Respect is a fortress. It's solid. You can never show too much respect. You can never show too much honor and respect to anyone. And respect creates a positive environment. Amen. Whether it's in your home, church, workplace, it could create a revival in you.
Amen.
It always creates a positive environment. Now, I don't know if you could see this or not, but watch. What you respect will come toward you. And what you don't respect will move away from you. I want to say that again because that's very important. What you respect will come toward you. And what you don't respect will move away from you. I'll talk about this here in just a moment. But you see this amongst children and parents. When there's a level of disrespect right there between the children and the parents, both coming from the parent to the child or the child to the parent, you watch and see if that child will not start hating you or even loathing you, being around you.
Right.
I've seen it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because every time they come around you, it's like alarms coming to them.
Yeah.
There's alarms, you know, sounding whenever they're around you because you've shown a level of disrespect to them. They have just as much opinion in their, they have a right to their opinion as you and as the parent does. I have to allow my daughter to speak, especially now that she's in her teenage years. Because right now to them, they're growing and it's like a scaffold, that's, you know, it looks messy, you see? I understand. You and I have been there and done that. It doesn't look good. It doesn't, we don't see the end result as they're going through their teenage years. But believe me, God is doing something in them. They must go through those times. They must go through those times. So all we have to do, saints, is just for those of us who have teenage children or those about to have teenage children, the best thing that you can do, you can't tell them to stop doing a certain thing that as a teenager, it's normal for them to do. When Bella started questioning things, you know, regarding whenever I would talk to her, now she's questioning, not questioning the word or nothing like that, but now she challenges me now. Where in the past she hasn't. But that's a normal reaction from a teenager. That helps them to cope with people later on in life, with, you know, challenges and stuff like that. That's a normal reaction. And the best thing that you can do is just channel that in a different way. Not go against it, but just channel it. And you will keep the favor of your child. So what you respect will come towards you. And I've seen this in my life, saints. The more that I respect my children, the more that they will come to me. The more I disrespect them, the less that they don't want to be around me. And those that are planning on getting married, remember these things as well. Next slide. So are there consequences that come from disrespect? Disrespect is also a seed. It will produce a bad harvest or no harvest. I put the little kitty there, you know. Is he being respectful or disrespectful? I don't know. Maybe he has something and some food in his mouth that he doesn't like. I kind of put that in there because I know things are kind of tense right now and get you to laugh a little bit. Disrespect conveys this interest towards others. It means that you are no value to me when you're around them. Disrespect leads to loss of relationships, separation, divorce, hatred towards each other. The majority of the divorces I believe that have taken place and they continue to take place is because they don't respect one another. Husbands and wife don't respect one another. Disrespect is not the nature of God. There is no place for it in a believer's life. This respect never gets you ahead in life. Well, no give you no job, no favor from others, and no furtherance with God. This respect can become a habit. It can become a difficult habit to cut loose from. Again, the more we do it, the more that we think that we're not doing wrong. I come over here and I start making fun of each and every one of you of defects and things like that and calling you out in the middle of the congregation and things like that. That's a disrespect. No matter what kind of defect you might have, that's a disrespect to the brother, to the sister, and to God. You must not do that because you quench the Holy Spirit trying to work when you come up here joking and stuff like that. And calling each other things and stuff like that. That you're not supposed to. Again, what you respect will come toward you. What you don't respect will move away from you. Next. Next slide, brother. Alright, how can you start applying respect and submission in your own life? Let's look at self-respect real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's why when Satan comes around, and this happens a lot to younger people, Satan comes around and says, I'm just not pretty. Look at my hair. I got pimples all over my face, and I can't do, and you know what? The spirit of depression starts coming on even young people. Bella can tell you. She goes to public school. She's got friends with full-blown depression on their life. And I tell her it's a spirit. They come to her, you know, to try to get counsel from her and stuff like that. And I said, but you be careful. That thing will come on you. And it's hard to get rid of that. Brother Ryan, you know. And Sister Gabby, you know. Therefore, glorify God. And so you as a person, you have to think, I'm made in the image of God. And it doesn't matter. Right now I may look this way, but I'm still made in the image of God. Amen. I may have this certain defect, but I'm still made in the image of God. Amen. God created me for His purpose. Amen. And if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, you're more beautiful than anybody else here on the earth. Over 7 billion people here on this earth. Amen. You're one of the most beautiful.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. There's no sense in a Christian. There's no need for a Christian, amen, to accept the devil's lies about what they look like and things like that. Amen. There's things that we can do to try to help mediate that. That's your choice. But you're still made in the image of God. Amen. Next slide. How can you start applying respect and submission in the home life? Let's look at Ephesians. Look what Paul says here. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's just the right thing. Well, we parents love that. Get them, Brother Luis. Get them. Yeah. Honor thy father and mother. Right? Which is the first commandment with promise. We already looked at this. Honor thy father and mother. That it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. That's not the only verse that talks about this. There's many other verses in the Bible, in Proverbs, Psalms, that talks about long life when you fear God, when you fear His word. When you fear God's word, you will see this in the word and you will say, oh my, I want to obey that. And as you obey your parents, I've told my daughters this, as you obey us, you're obeying God. You're obeying God. But watch what verse 4 says. And ye fathers.
Yes, sir.
That word fathers, it means both husbands and wives.
Right.
It means both mothers and fathers.
Right.
And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
Provoking them. Causing them to stir an anger in them. That if they disagree with you every time they want to have a serious conversation with you, you just joke about it.
Right.
That's not right.
No, I'm drunk.
That's absolutely not right. And therefore, that's why some of the young people, they just rebel.
Right.
And to them, they think that everybody else is against them. Everybody is against them. Why? Because you've shown a disrespect to your own children. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I want to sit down with my children and have a conversation with them. I don't want to just dialogue with them and just talk to them and they don't say nothing back to me, because they don't say nothing back to you because they're accepting what you're saying. But down deep in their heart, they're hiding that and saving it for later on. And one day you'll regret that. That's exactly what they're doing. You dialogue with your children. You talk back to them. And it's a disrespect when you constantly just keep the word. You're constantly there. Do you like to be around somebody that just always in your face and just constantly talking and never lets you talk? How many love that? None of us like that. Well, what do you think your young people, your children? That's the exact same thing. Dialogue with them.
And in that dialogue, amen, with seasoned words and things, you know, and it's a friendship. That's how you got to treat your children.
Amen.
As friends. As friends. Disrespect will lead to bitterness and resentment amongst the family. Next one. Next slide. Uh-oh. Respect between husband and wife. Ephesians 5:22-33. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Submit. I may not agree, but I'm going to submit. Why? Because submission is power. Amen. I don't see his point, but I'm going to submit for the sake of the Lord. For the Lord's sake, right? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, see, we like that. We like that we're subject to Christ. You know, we are, should be subject to Christ. So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Ooh. In everything. I didn't say it. God said that. Do you believe Paul had the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Then it was God through Paul saying it. In everything. Even if it doesn't, if you don't agree with it. Now, obviously, and Brother Branham brought this out in question and answers. If he's leading you to worship other gods or not come into church or things like that, that's a different story. But in things of life, amen, you should submit to everything. Now watch, husbands, love your wives. All right? Husbands, love your wives. Why does it say love? Because that's what women need. That's what our sisters need. They need love. They need to know, husbands, they need to know that you are there for them. The immediate reaction that we have as husbands when something goes wrong and they come to us complaining, sweetheart, you don't know the kind of day that I had today. These children, they just all over the place and I can't take it anymore. And I can't, what's the first thing we want to do? Well, this is what you need to do. Why don't you do more of this? Why don't you do that than the other? Our first instinct is to try to fix things because that's the instinct of a man. We want to fix things. Well, that's not me. You know, if I don't fix it, I'll make it worse. But that's our first. Why is that so funny? Ooh.
Anyway.
I hope it's helping somebody. Hope it's helping a couple. Because, yeah, saints, it's the truth. You've got to love your wife. Your wife is not there wanting to get how to fix everything. All she wants is that you're right there listening to her. And say, honey, I'm here for you. I love you. I love you. Yeah. I love you. That's all she needs. And with that, you've done much more than sitting there trying to give a checklist of this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. Do this, that, and then this, and this will happen. That's not going to work. It never has. Hasn't worked for me. If it works for you, great, but it doesn't work for me. You just be right there for your wife, listening to her, and that's loving her. Amen. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife,
yes, sir,
even as himself. The way you take care of yourselves, husbands, the way you would not go out, you know, and you make sure that you got your deodorant on and you're showered and you take care of your body. That's how you got to take care of your wife. You not leave her, you know, there's so much disrespect amongst husbands and wives. One of them's over there, the other one's over here, and I see it. You go to restaurants, and what nowadays, this is what you see. You watch them. One of them is on their phone. Across from them, the other one's on their phone. And they're supposed to be having a date. That is a disrespect to each other. That's a total disrespect. And society is leading you to do that.
Right.
And you're allowing them to do it. God created us to fellowship with one another. I didn't get married to my wife to be on my phone constantly. I got married to my wife that when I'm around her, I want to fellowship with her. And she wants to do the same with me. Amen. Praise God. So love his wife even as himself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband. See, it doesn't say that the wife loved the husband, because we really don't need that. We know that you love us. I know that you love me, sweetheart. I don't really need to for you to tell me. I need to tell you, because that's what women need. But look how Paul says that. See that the wife reverence her husband. You know what reverence is? It's respect. It's respect. All what a man wants is respect. You respect your husband. You may not agree with him in everything, but you respect him for the position that he holds. Oh my, we're gone. Let's go to the next slide. All right, respect in the church life. Philippians 2-4. Fulfill me my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but lowliness of mind. In other words, humility. Let each esteem other better than themselves. I should see Brother Wade esteem him better than my needs. When he's around me, I'm here to serve him. When Brother Don's around me, I'm here to serve. As a matter of fact, that's what a minister is. Is one that serves. It's not one that kicks you in submission. And no, it's one that serves. I'm here to serve each and every one of you. All right? That's what a minister is. But in loneliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is a direct commandment from God. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. In other words, to recognize them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. That's a respect. That's a respect. Brother Wade may preach something, I may disagree with it. Right? Maybe because God hasn't revealed that to me. I don't know. But that doesn't mean I go disrespect him. Or sit there at the bench just looking at him. You just wait until I preach. No, that's a total disrespect. It's disrespectful. And it's disrespectful to God. And be at peace among yourselves. The whole thing is to be at peace amongst each other. You know, doesn't matter what we've done to one another. The past is the past. We're seeking peace.
Amen.
Amen. We're seeking peace. Next slide. Hebrews 13:7-8. Remember them which have the rule over you. You have spoken unto you the word of God. And we know Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember them. Respect them. Ephesians 5:1-4. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let's just go down to verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting. I didn't say that. The word says that. Joking around in the church and cutting up and making light of one another. That's not right. That's a disrespect. And God will deal with it. Jesting, which are not convenient, Paul says, but rather giving of thanks. It just makes you look bad. When you're sitting there making fun of everybody, you know, and when you're sitting there joking, everything that comes out of your mouth is a joke about somebody. You know what? That makes you look cheap. And you know what? People are going to disrespect you the same way. So it's not convenient and it doesn't help anybody. Because behind every joke, there's a truth. In other words, behind every little thing that you might say, you know, I might say to Brother Ray, you know, or something like that about his height or something like that. It, behind it, there's a truth. There's a truth of what's in your heart or what you think. Or what I might say about Brother Mark or about Zach or whoever. There's a truth behind that. And it's a disrespect to God. Next slide. Respect in the church. Sometimes you can be disrespectful and not know that you are being disrespectful. And you can think, I'm just being honest with you. Because we think we are being dishonest if we don't express our true feelings. Let me just be honest with you. When somebody says that to me, oh my. Get away. What in the world's about to come out of their mouth? You know, we don't always have to be right about everything. We don't always have to be right. There's sometimes that it's okay for somebody to be right and you're wrong. It's fine. That's good. There's times that needs to happen. You don't always need to be right about everything. And just because it's the truth doesn't necessarily mean that it's always the right thing to go to the person and tell them that. Sometimes it's better just to let God deal with it. Let pray about it. And let God do the work. Familiarity begins to lessen respect. When we are around each other all the time, we become less respectful. That's the truth. Every time, if we're constantly around each other, that increases the chance of disrespecting one another. And you see this amongst family, you see this amongst people constantly. There's a constant disrespect. Why? Because they're always with each other. It's good to be with each other, but you need to practice respecting one another. Now, I'm not saying you can't joke around and stuff like that, but when it's something that's off color and something that it's not right, that's a disrespect. I mean, I would be the first one to tell you, I love joking around, I love messing around, I love laughing, because that's my makeup. Somebody called me one time, and I believe it was Sister Trudy, the smiling prophet. I don't know. Somebody said that, but I didn't like the prophet part, but it was somebody that used to come to church here. Sorry, Sister Trudy, sorry. I guess because I'm smiling a lot. Well, praise God. Praise God. You know, I like to laugh. I like to smile. Amen. Making light of one another in derogatory ways is disrespectful and it quenches the moving of the Spirit. Is that the truth or not?
Amen.
I don't think I'm saying anything that's wrong. I believe that's what God wants. Next. All right. Brother Brown says this. The only way that you can respect God is to respect one another. Is that right? If you want somebody to say something good about you, you say something good about somebody else. They'll say something good about you. And you do unto others as you have them do unto you. Next slide. Going quickly now. All right. Fearing God is respecting God. We talked about this already a little bit, but praise ye the Lord. These are some verses in the Bible that talk about fear, which fear is respecting the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth or respecteth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. He's a blessed man. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. In other words, it makes your life longer. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Proverbs 22:4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Nobody, very few in life that have gotten to positions where they are by disrespecting everybody. I highly doubt that. It's because respect. Respect goes a long way and it's very powerful, saints. Proverbs 28:14. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Amen. Next slide. Fearing God is respecting God. Deuteronomy 6:24 says, and the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always. That's why God has our good in mind. Not because you fear God, you're gonna be something bad's gonna happen to you. No, the Bible says that something good always happens to you.
Amen.
Whenever you respect God, right. Whenever you fear the Lord. Amen. That He might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Psalm 34:9, oh fear the Lord ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him.
Amen.
Next slide. Brother Branham says that we're almost done. And today, that's the thing today when we see people, and people are so subject in this day to jump in a little flowery thing till it makes you kind of wonder sometimes. Don't never think above one man above another. This goes for parents. This goes for husbands and wives. This goes for the church body. Don't never think above one man or another. No, sir, no matter who he is. If he's just a little old fellow out here giving tracts out on the street, and if he's a Billy Graham, no matter who he is, if he's God's servant, respect them all the same, everyone. Don't have one above another and favorites. There's no favorites in God. We're all His servants. Maybe you have preferences. Maybe you enjoy maybe this style more than this style. But no, I'm not going to listen to him because I like this person more, this preacher. No. If it's the Word of God, it's the Word of God. We don't have that, Brother Branham says. Don't do that. And don't respect one person above another. Let everybody be on the level. Amen. I believe that's sensible. Next slide. Now, one of the best signs of submission is when Isaac submitted to Abraham. I mean, here's a young man, and I'm almost done, saints, but here's a young man in his teenage years. I don't know exactly how old he was, but it seemed like he was past 13 years old. And then his dad carries him up to the top of a mountain, tells him to carry the wood, and he's just obeying, doing what he was supposed to do.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden, his father says, all right, son, I'm not, you know, and starts tying him down, starts doing this, and you know what? He just sat there and he probably asked, Dad, what's happening? What's going on? What did I do?
That's right.
Son, and maybe Abraham couldn't just say anything to him about it. He was just expecting for God to do something.
Yeah.
Because he knew that God had promised him that son.
Right.
And all Isaac did was just submit to his dad's promise. Now, young people, your dads are not that bad. Now, it wasn't that Abraham was told to do that, but your dad's never done that. Neither has your mom for her to deserve the disrespect that you give her from day to day or him from day to day. You're always fed. You're always nourished. You always have things that you need, and respect them. Respect is what needs to go there. What a wonderful story. And you know what? Because Abraham respected God's command to him, and Isaac respected who was a type of Christ, Isaac respected his father, God came on the scene. You see what respect does? What submission does? It can never go wrong. Next one. And this one I'm going to end. One of my favorite stories is the respect that David had towards Saul. Even though Saul was trying to kill him, even though Saul was following him twice in the Word, and you can read this in 1 Samuel chapter 24, and then again in chapter 26, I believe. Saul was looking for David up in the mountains and in a cave, and David could have killed Saul in both instances. And we don't have time to read it, but you go home and read it. And you see the attitude that David took towards Saul, knowing that that was his enemy. And even David's friends were telling him, God has delivered Saul to you. This is your chance. Take it. Take it. God has done it. And David would not put his hand on Saul, his enemy. Why? Because, and David says this many times, he says, I will not hurt the Lord's anointed.
Right. Right. Right.
He was respectful to the anointing.
That's right. Amen.
He was respectful to the anointing.
Amen.
Amen. Twice, The first time he cut off Saul's hem of his garment,
yep,
and showed it to him,
yep,
and said, look, God could have delivered me to you, but I refused it. I refused to kill you.
Yep.
Then two chapters later, Saul, again in his crazy ways, goes and tries to find David again.
Yep.
And David, and one of his friends pulls out Saul's javelin out, or his spear,
yep,
takes it away from him. And then later, when he reveals to him that he's there, he shows him, hey, look, I was right there, right next to you, close to you.
Yep.
Took your javelin. And could have killed you and didn't. Why are you chasing me? And in one of those instances, he actually bows down before Saul. Respect. And Saul could have probably killed him right there, but he wouldn't do it because of that respect that was there, that David, it was coming out of David for a man that was trying to kill him. Amen. So I think that's it. So saints, I hope that you see respect and submission in a different light. I hope this has helped you. You can never show too much respect to anybody. And something good would not come out of it. But every time that you're disrespectful, especially to one another, I challenge you, saints. If you're doing it, if you're in the habit of doing it, it's time to cut it down.
Amen.
Saints, we're not going to have, next thing is a resurrection. I want to see a resurrection.
Amen.
Disrespect, whatever is hindering your life, needs to start getting away from you. You need to start cutting those things out of your life. Because we know that the word is true. We know that that's the next thing that's taking place. And if it wasn't important to talk about disrespect and respect, it wouldn't be in the word. This is important. Just as much as any other doctrine is. Just as much as any other thing. You can know all mysteries, Paul said, and not have love. Not have respect for one another. And use the sound and brass and a tinkling cymbal. Let's start practicing this. I challenge you. The rest of the year, challenge you and make it a habit.
Amen.
You've made it a habit of disrespect. Now let's make it a habit of respect.
Amen.
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 You pray for me because that's my desire.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll pray for you.
Amen.
God bless you all. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. What do we have, Brother Boy? Amen. I surrender all. Let's just sing that unto him. You know, saints, there's many other examples. Even Brother Branham gave in his life, he had many examples of respect, disrespect, and things like that. Many things that we could talk about, just so many things. But let's just surrender all to him. And then maybe in your own prayer time at home, and say, Lord, let me surrender to you, because the more I surrender to you, the more it'll be easier for me to show respect to others. To show you respect, I will be able to show respect unto others. And in turn, you will receive respect. Amen.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender.
Hallelujah.
Only place.
Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus.
Just praise Him. He's here tonight to meet every need that's amongst us.
Savior,
oh Lord, I just want to submit myself more to you. Let's just sing that chorus one more time. Oh,
I surrender, I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Is that your desire?
Amen.
Why don't we just give the Lord a clap of praise? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I don't know if there's anything, Brother Wade, anything? Okay. All right, so remember Sunday, obviously. So let's make sure, amen, we respect God by coming to the house of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's, all hearts and minds are clear.
Amen.
So let's just, let's pray for one another as you may be dismissed. Let's just have a word of prayer before we dismiss. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once more for your word. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to open back the pages of it, Lord, and to see these truths, Father God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would just help us to apply them to our lives, Lord. The more, Father God, that we surrender to you, Lord God, then the more that you can take control of us to be and do exactly as your word says, Father. Granted, Lord Jesus, bless my brothers and sisters as they head out. Watch over them. Keep them safe. Bring them back home safely. Bring them back safely this Sunday, Lord God, and take them home safely this evening. And continue to be with Brother Dale, strengthening him, Father God. Looking forward to seeing him here Sunday, Lord God. We love you and we commit ourselves, Father, into your hands now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be